I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Nothing but a big ol' armful of great old-time records to play in the show today. It's kind of a landmark, too. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. This is show number 52. That means we've been doing this for a year now. There's an entire year of old-time shows. Well, they'll all be behind us after this one. This is number 52. You ever think about that when you say, well, I'm 1 year old? You have your first birthday or your first anniversary or whatever, and then, like, you know, 6 months later, you're still 1 year old, even though you're halfway into year two. So you could technically say you're in your second year, couldn't you? So I don't know. I just always think about things like that, because once you hit 1 year old, you've then begun year two. So a year will be behind us once this show wraps up this week. So, hey, that's not bad. We played a lot of records, very few repeats, maybe a dozen records out of all the shows that has been a song that came around again. And I still have boxfuls that I haven't even touched yet. So plenty of records. We got to keep on going. Our show is brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about that into the show. Weird record for this week, too. Which I didn't realize, it's a flip side of another song that we had played. I have the Man in the Moon Polka, and it's actually a record commemorating the first landing on the moon. Who would have thought? So that's going to come your way within the show today. And other than that, you know, whatever comes up next in the box, are we doing anything to celebrate our first anniversary? No, we're doing a regular show because it's just another day. No, I have nothing planned. We're just going to enjoy the music and have some fun. So let's get things rolling. Here's the new national polka from the Plus Five. We'll be right back. we go. That's the Plus Five, the new national polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, just spinning all these great old-time records for you, like we do every week right here on, wherever you happen to be listening. You know, in the old days, we would just say, well, right here on the radio, but now you could be listening to the radio, you could be listening to a podcast, you could be listening to a stream somewhere, and I don't mean sitting out in a nice picturesque location listening to a babbling brook go by. There's just so many different ways you can be enjoying the music these days, you know? And I think it's kind of cool. Gives you a lot of versatility. Just think, if all I did was sit here and do this at the station here in northern Minnesota where we produce the show every week, the only people that would hear it would be right around here. But now it can literally be all over the world. It's amazing, isn't it? So anyway, there's that anyway. Which reminds me, speaking of being all over the world, we are on Facebook now. So if you were to go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, you would find us there, and you would have the opportunity to like us and also, you know, send a message if you want. If you have a request or anything, you could certainly do it via Facebook. And also, of course, email, too. It's just oompahour@mail.com. We'll get your message, look for your requests or anything you'd like. You know, we'd even do a dedication if your, you know, anniversary or birthday was coming up, but do it way ahead of time so we got plenty of time to find the song, read the email, figure out what we're doing. Don't be doing it on a Thursday thinking it's going to be in Saturday's show, because depending where you're listening, I could have done this show up to 7 days before you're hearing it. Because different stations and different places play it on different dates and different times. So if you wanted to make a dedication in the email there, plan ahead for Pete's sake. And again, it's just oompahour@mail.com. All right, I have a lot of records, a lot of 45s by Stardust. And not only is the group name Stardust, I just feel like you should say it that way. Stardust. It's on Stardust Records, which is weird to me, but anyway, here's the Shyster Schottisch. There you go, Stardust there. That is the Shyster Schottisch here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That's kind of hard to say, actually. A lot of records from groups and record labels that I don't believe we've ever played before here on the show. So stand by for a little variety today. Let's see how badly I can mispronounce this one, huh? The song is called How Are You? And it is the Imperials of Toledo with vocals by Ray Storm Zaryuka and Al Pierzynski. Al's name I'm pretty sure about. Storm, I'm a little questionable here. Storm Zaryuka. That's close enough, don't you think? Anyway, here's the Imperials of Toledo, and How Are You?
Yuck. to masz, co słychać, nic nowego tu. These are words in Polish that I've learned from you. I love you very much, ja kocham cię. All the way from Poland, just to be my own. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya. Jedni dwa, one and two make three. These are words in Polish that you taught to me. I've got me a Polish girl and her name is Yola. She eats Polish pickles, drinks the Pepsi Cola. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya. Daj mi buzi, pani. Polish girl, oh Polish girl, kiss me will you, honey. Aeroplane, sugar cane, in English they do rhyme. But say it again in Polish, it's samolot and słodki. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya.
Imperials of Toledo there, kind of a little Polish language lesson there, huh? How are you here at Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldies show, brought to you once again by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And if you've been thinking maybe you could be the one entertaining everybody at the party or the gathering or the fundraiser or the Moose Club meeting or whatever, maybe you'd like to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, maybe pick up a little music theory, maybe you used to play, you're a little rusty, I don't know, maybe you want to check it out, Melanie's Music Lessons Online, it's .com, you look it up. She's been giving music lessons for more than 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. She does it on the internet via Skype, so you don't have to travel to your lesson. She doesn't have to come to your house. It's done with a live interactive video lesson with Skype on the internet. Now, of course, Skype is a free program, and it's available for virtually any kind of a device, whether you have a tablet, an iPad, or an Android, or a laptop, or a computer, or whatever. So it makes it very easy to do, and you can get all the information at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Cool thing is you can take your first lesson for free, and there's no obligation, so you can see if it works out for you. Check it out, find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, back to the music here. On Tim Zumpa Hour, spinning all these great old-time records for you once again this week. It's our year anniversary today. This is the 52nd show that we've managed to pull together here. And I think, judging by there's a lot of dust. And the dust is not because the stuff in here doesn't get used. It's because all these records are coming out of storage because I've had many of them for many, many years, decades. And there's dust and the paper sleeves have paper, like, you know, particles that foof out when I pull the records out, and it gets all over the turntable. We talked about this months ago. I actually did get in here in the studio and clean with one of those Swiffer things and a big vacuum cleaner, one of those shop vacs, and I really need to do that now as we get into our second year. And also, I'll remind you, coming up, I don't know when, because I got to get the work done to get ready for it. We are going to do a salute to shellac, where every record we play is going to be an old 78 RPM record. I know we had like three of them in the show last week. I don't have any 78s in the show this week. In fact, I have all 45s this week, so I don't even have to worry about changing the speeds. But we are going to do a salute to shellac here coming up in the next couple of weeks. So stand by for that, because that's going to be interesting. All right, back to the music. Whoopi John and the orchestra. And I know we've played varying versions of the Mary Lou Polka, even the Hello Mary Lou Polka, which was based on the Ricky Nelson hit song from back in the 50s. But here's Whoopi John and the band and the Mary Lou Polka. Go, Whoopi John, Wolf Hart, and the orchestra there, and the Mary Lou Polka. Do not giggle when I say Wolf Hart, okay? Because that's his name, for Pete's sake. Anyway, the Mary Lou Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I'm just going to keep the songs rolling here, because we've got a lot of records to play in the show this week, like we do every week. There's always more records than there is time. I have the Pennsylvania Good Times up next. They're going to do a Son of a Minor Polka. And I got thinking, you know, it really depends on what geographical area you happen to be in. Because I would imagine that Son of a Minor Polka, done by a group from Pennsylvania, they're probably singing about coal mining, right? Up here now, northern Minnesota, up in northeast Minnesota, we mine iron ore up here, and taconite, and they ship it out, and they make steel out of it. They used to use it to build Buicks back in the 50s. I don't know, you know, they don't do that much anymore, but nonetheless, we mine iron ore up here in northeastern Minnesota. Then you have gold mines, you have diamond mines, there's all kinds of different mines. So uranium mines, I'm making that up, I don't really know. But so the Son of a Minor Polka, I think here in this context, is a coal miner. But it could be just about anyway. Look at Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons. I mean, that was coal mining too. But anyway, here's the Son of a Minor Polka with the Pennsylvania Good Times.
Son of a miner, and my father's father was a miner too. Yes, there's jobs for a man a whole lot finer, but that's the only job I ever knew. We went down, 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 Rockaway crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground, would we never see the light of day? I recall the day that my darling, she told me she was fruitful, but I laughed. Then I waved goodbye to my darling for that long, dreary journey down the shaft. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? God up in heaven, and I know he always answers all our prayers. When we stand in that doorway to heaven, it's our faith that will climb the golden stairs. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day?
All right, there we go. The Son of a Miner Polka with the Pennsylvania Good Times here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Another week of great old time records here on the show. And we thank you for joining us for another hour of great old time music. And also special thanks out to all the various outlets, I guess you would say, radio stations and online stuff and places that pick up the program and bring it your way each and every week. And I think you should send them all a little email or a note and say, hey, thanks for carrying the show, so they know that that you're digging it. So let's just press on with the tunes. I have the Chicago Lairs up next. Great. Now, I like that they do that with names. You know, they just add a little thing after the city. The Chicago, it's one complete word, dash Lairs, Laires. The Chicago Lairs. Here's the Hot Peppers Polka.
We'll be right back.
That's the Hot Peppers Polka with the Chicago Lairs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, coming to you every week about this same time on whatever station or place you happen to be listening to it. Now, if you're listening earlier, I told you that I was going to play all 45s in this show, and I wouldn't have to bother changing the speeds on the record players at all. And then I was listening to that record, and for whatever reason, I had a hankering to hear a Frankie Yankovic record. So I zipped over here to the record shelf, where I know where to find all the Frankie Yankovic albums real fast, but not the 45s, because they're all mixed up in boxes. So, yeah, we got to shift this baby down here to 33, so we can play a little Frankie Yankovic for you today. And this says it's Cleveland-style polkas on the album. That's actually the name of the album, Beers and Cheers in the Cleveland Style. And I don't know, now up here in northern Minnesota, the weather's been very weird. We had it's like winter ended suddenly, and we had 60-degree days, and it was beautiful, and we've been running around in shirt sleeves, and people have been tanning and washing their cars, and it's been crazy. And then all of a sudden, this morning, 7 o'clock, I look out the window, and it's snowing. And I'm like, what is with that? So then I had the urge to play Frankie Yankovic for whatever reason. I don't know why. And I rolled over here, grabbed the record out of the cabinet, and the first track I spied was called Let's Go Skiing. Now, we didn't get enough snow to go skiing. It's still pretty thin out there by now. But, hey, it's a Frankie Yankovic record, so what the heck. Here's Let's Go Skiing, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Let's go skiing in the morning. Let's go skiing, you and me. No one's seeing if we're yawning. Let's go skiing, benzene knee. Let's go fleeing through the powder. Now is the season, this is the reason. We all want to yodel louder. First we shush and then we run the giant slalom. Run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column. If we invade the UN, so everybody let's go skiing. Let's go skiing, let's go skiing on the mountain. Let's go skiing, you and me. Let's all go skiing.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, let's go skiing. Here's I on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, this would be better if I could speak, couldn't I? You'd think somebody doing a radio show would know how to talk, wouldn't you? Now, earlier I told you we had a record about the landing on the moon. And a neat thing about polka records, first of all, they're normally produced, you know, like by the band or a small studio somewhere. And there's not a lot of pre-planning and a lot of the hubbub that goes along with a commercial record. Because if you're, you know, recording on a major record label, you're going to do a thing, you got to book studio time, you got a thing, and a promotion guy and a producer, and it's very complicated. And it could be months or years from the time you say, we're going to do an album till the time the record gets out. But smaller groups, like most of the polka bands, can just say, hey, let's do this song. They go to some little studio, and they set up their stuff, and they play, and they can put it out. So there were a lot of over the years very topical polka records that came out. We played one a few weeks ago that was a salute to the first Polish Pope. There were several polkas celebrating that. And let's see, like, remember back when Wendy's had the Wendy's restaurants had the Where's the Beef promotion? Where's the Beef? And the Clara Peller did that, those commercials. Then they did the Where's the Beef polka, and they could get them out while it was still relevant. Same thing with this. This is the Man in the Moon polka, and I had never played this before. I every time I grabbed this 45, I played the A side, which is High Polka Cousins. It's Walter Prokanen, by the way. And I don't recall having ever played the B-side before, which is the Man in the Moon polka. And I was checking it out before I started the show today, and I was like, hey, this is a, commemorative, honoring, going to the moon thing. So this is kind of cool. So here's the Man in the Moon polka. Here's Walter Prokanen on Tim Zumpa Hour. We're out of this world.
On the moon, a triumph which inspired the world to change its tune. Our grand old flag flying brightly high in the sky. The nation's pride we cannot hide. We're gonna ride and ride and ride. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. A message to all lands on earth, the stars and stripes still shine. America the beautiful. How proud of thee are we, a nation bold can't accomplish such a feat. 190 years we've seen a struggle to survive. Our people have shared tremendous pride in watching America strive. A brand new era has begun, an era of exploration. We're proud to be a part of such an exciting nation. We're proud of Shepard, Grissom, and Glenn. These are courageous men. From sea to shining sea, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins, today we hail you three. For you are the first to conquer outer space. You have brought with you such glory and such grace. On the moon, a triumph which inspired the world to change its tune. Our grand old flag flying brightly high in the sky. The nation's pride we cannot hide. We're gonna ride and ride and ride. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. A message to all lands on earth, the stars and stripes still shine. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him, be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Yowzers, that's one of the most unique records I've ever heard. And I've had that in the box for years, and I don't remember ever playing that side. The Man in the Moon polka, Walter Prokanen, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and obviously the place where unusual records are discovered each and every week, you know? I think it's a good time for a little Six Fat Dutchman, don't you? Yes, yes, we do. I hear you. Let's give him a spin here. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman and the Jolly Crown Polka.
We'll be right back.
Six Fat Dutchman for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That's the Jolly Crown Polka. And plenty of songs to go this week. Do I have anything else weird coming up? You know what I was thinking? You know, I told you in the coming weeks, we're going to have to do the salute to shellac and play all 78s. I think we'll have to do one week where I play all records that I can't even read anything on the record label, which means they're all going to be mostly Polish, Slovenian, and Czech and Serbian, because I have some great records and they sound great, and for the most part the records are instrumentals, but I can't read the Polish names and I can't read the name of the groups, or it's some of them I can read the name of the group okay, but I don't feel that I should even take a shot at pronouncing, you know, the foreign words, because I don't know what I'm saying and I don't want to, you know, sounds stupid, or at least more stupid than I usually do. But I think one week we're going to have our week two records that I can't read, and we'll just play them, and you can enjoy the music, and I'll try to, you know, get some of the words off the label correct. But I think that's going to have to, as we move into year number two of the show now, we're going to have the annual Salute to Shellac and the annual Bunch of Records We Can't Pronounce Week, and I think we have a lot of possibilities for some theme shows coming up. But anyway, here's a group called Sunshine, and the song is the Zippity Polka.
We'll be right back.
Man, you just can't get much more cheerful than that. The group is called Sunshine. The song is the Zippity Polka. And I think you may have recognized the tune. That's probably going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day now, isn't it, huh? All right, if you're wondering what the heck is coming out of your speakers, it's Tim Zumpa Hour bringing you an hour of great old-time records on the show this week like we do every week. We never play CDs or MP3s or anything digital. Every now and then we might pull out an old tape recording. But other than that, we're playing records here on the show. And the Polka Kings are up next. Here's the Bouncing Ball Polka. Polka Kings and the Bouncing Ball Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I realize we're getting down toward the end of the show. We haven't even played a waltz yet, and we always try to get a waltz into every show. So I got a waltz coming up next for you after I tell you about melodiesmusiclessons.com. If you'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, Melanie can help you out. She gives lessons via the internet on Skype. It's really cool. It's like high-tech, man. It's like live video conferencing music lessons. So it's not like watching an instructional video, but an actual regular interactive lesson, but done via the internet on your screen with your computer or your tablet or your smartphone. It's cool. She's been teaching for more than 30 years, so she can give you real music lessons, and you stay in the comfort of your home or office, or if you're traveling in your hotel room or wherever you might happen to be. You can take your first lesson for free. There is no obligation, so you can see how it works out for you. Might be an opportunity to get mom's or grandma's accordion out of the closet or the attic and see if you can't play a tune or two. Find out more. It's all at melodiesmusiclessons.com on the internet, and everything you need to know is right there. Check it out, all right? melodiesmusiclessons.com. I promised you a waltz. I have the Cuckoo Waltz, and it says it's a solo. It is by Happy George, the concertina king. And if he's the king, how can you argue with him, huh? might be off with your head time or something. Anyway, here's the Cuckoo Waltz. George the Concertina King, and there's the Cuckoo Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Can we fit in two more songs? Maybe. We'll see how it goes. Let's see if we can just jam them in here. Joe Lestovica, I think is how you say this name. Anyway, the band is Polka Punch. Here's the Lovin' You Polka.
Loving you is my one desire. Only you can set my heart on fire. Love me too, don't put out the fire. Tell me that our love will never tire. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. We'll be right back.
desire. Only you can set my heart on fire. Love me too, don't put out the fire. Tell me that our love will never tire. Well, I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. Only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you.
There we go, loving you, Polka Polka Punch, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And by golly, I'm going to try to sneak in one more tune here. We heard the Zippity Polka earlier in the show. I just stumbled across one. This goes back to 1946, originally released on a 78, reissued on a 45. Here's Ray Henry and his orchestra and the Zippy Polka. There you go, Ray Henry in the orchestra. That is the Zippy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That officially wraps up year one of the Oompa Hour. Believe it or not, 52 shows are history. Back next week as we get year number two underway here on the Oompa Hour on this very place where you happen to be listening to it right now.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back again, so have no fear, all right? Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!